This call is now being recorded.
All right, so here we go, Lorraine. 3, 2, 1. This is Tofu Dave with another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie, here on your community radio station, WCOM Chapel Hill at Carborough 103.5. And today I have on the line the author of one of the most unusual books so far this year, Lorraine Gibson Cohen with The Hipster's Legacy. Lorraine, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, Lorraine, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm a real jazz aficionado.
Oh, good.
Your story, it's like a memoir about family, but it's also really a story about jazz music.
Yes, it is.
About what led you to write this memoir?
Well, it actually, there are two stories going on at the same time. And the original story that got me started writing is one that's set in the early 1960s when my older sister, her three little kids, my younger brother and I, all just in our early 20s, find ourselves living together for the first time in a funky little cottage at a small beach town in Southern California. And we were very poor, and we had no connections to help us do anything. But we had each other and good friends and also the Pacific Ocean. And after a while, I realized, living with my weird sister and brother, that strange and funny things kept happening to us as we tried to be singers or musicians or actors. And like a true artist, I wanted to capture it. So I started writing everything down in a gray, loose-leaf notebook, along with some drawings, because I started out as an artist. So then the second story is a story of how we got to be who we were. And that's because we grew up with a father who was a jazz pianist and entertainer called Harry the Hipster Gibson. And
right, he was pretty well known locally there in California for a while back, and was it the 40s, 50s type?
Yes,
type
yes, but you got it right. Actually, it started in New York City, and Harry gained recognition for some funny hit records, and he was also a headliner on the famous 52nd Street in New York City. Remember when nightclubs lined the streets for several blocks and featured big names like Billie Holiday and Dizzy Gillespie and Fats Waller? So at that point, so as I tell the first story of us kids, is his legacy in a way, there are several flashbacks to what it was like growing up with a father who raises his kids to believe in dreams and tells them that talent is the only thing you need to succeed.
Yeah, both are true and not true at the same time in our lives and our society. Yes. And, you know, one of the things that struck me is, you love music, obviously, and there's three pages of names of jazz musicians listed in your book that you pop up here and there in your book.
Well, we happen to live, there's a little beach town with absolutely nothing going for it except there was that famous nightclub called The Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Dizzy Gillespie, I saw all these great jazz musicians there. You just walk in and buy a drink, or somebody would buy me a drink. And there they were. And actually every Sunday, because it was right by the beach, they had doors that opened up halfway. And every Sunday, there were these great musicians playing with the doors open. And there would be crowds around the doors listening.
That does sound like a dream to me, and I'll tell you, back in the day, being a former New Yorker myself, I used to visit the Village Vanguard and such places like that, and heard some great people. And, you know, and I work with a lot of musicians, and there are musicians who I love their music, but I don't like them as people. And there's vice versa, and there's other synchronicities. It's just interesting to me. And one of my musical heroes in jazz, of course, was Thelonious Monk, who I'm just...
Yes, he's great.
Yeah, so I was wondering for yourself, and I won't ask as people, because that's a more private thing, but musically, what are you into music-wise personally? And to the extent it's jazz, do you have particular jazz standout just in your own personal repertoire?
Well, actually, I wasn't a musician. I was a renegade, and I decided to be an artist. But then when things started happening, I was also writing. So and in the story and in the book, I do try play a little piano, but which lets me really understand how jazz is so great as music.
Yeah,
and so, of course, as a little kid, like 4 years old and up, all I'm listening to, because my father comes home, he plays the piano with radios on a jazz station, so it's always jazz I'm listening to.
Right, and so do you listen to any jazz now while you do your art or your writing, or do you go
it's
the other
It's a little
way?
Distracting sometimes. I have 3 drawers full of jazz, I put on actually a classical station. It's a little more calming than jazz, but when I do put on a jazz record, it sounds so good. When you don't hear it for a while, it really sounds good. And of course, I'm very partial to piano music.
Yes, for good reason. Lorraine Gibson Cohen, the author of The Hipster's Legacy, a story about family and a memoir, and also a story about jazz, defeat, acceptance, home, family, I guess mishaps, and just, you know, flotsam and jetsam, as you say, of an interesting life. Yes. Well, Lorraine, it has been interesting and insightful. I wish you luck with your life and your book. Any last messages for our, I have to say, people like some other things, but a lot of my listeners love jazz. Any last thoughts for our Chapel Hill, North Carolina audience?
Oh, just keep listening to jazz, that's all. And classical music, and I'm sort of down on country music, sorry. I know people love it. And actually, jazz has affected that, too.
Correct.
Brought it along.
Yeah, and lovers of all music and art, take a look at this book, The Hipster's Legacy, Lorraine Gibson Cohen. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, and this has been another edition of Between the Covers with your host, Tofu Dave, on Community Radio, WCOM, Chapel Hill and Carborough, 103.5. We'll see you again next time on Between the Covers. 3, 2, 1. Lorraine, hold on, if you could, just for a minute. Don't hang up.